Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We have a couple of new friends with us, ladies and gentlemen, some fresh meat, so to speak, on the show, and it's a father and daughter team, as I said earlier. Larry Johnson is the father, you'll be glad to hear that, and Megan Johnson is the daughter, and he's a baby boomer just like me, and his daughter is a Gen Xer just like my daughter is, so we got something in common. They're the owners of Johnson Training Group, and they've got some pretty big clients and some regular clients like you and me out there, and their book is called Generations Inc. And we're going to talk about the generations as they join us. Larry Johnson, Megan Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. This is a question for both of you. Okay, I'm gonna let you answer first.
Age first.
Exactly. Age before beauty. And so Larry, as you now think about working with your daughter. Do you ever look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Okay, Larry, you get to answer that question.
Oh, yeah, many times. and what I find is that my thinking seems to be slowing down as hers is speeding up.
and I'm sure she reminds you of that all the time. So Megan, now you answer the question. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Well, you know what I was thinking was that if I worked with my father, he would be motivated to make me successful, because if I failed, I was moving back home.
So you knew that he would be motivated so you wouldn't boomerang on him. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. He'd be motivated much more than any boss in corporate America. He would definitely help me out.
Threat. Well, that kind of thinking and reasoning, I can see why you brought her into your business. Okay, we're talking about the generations. My audience knows we've talked about this a lot on the show. We've had other folks on the show who are generational experts, but I think this is such an important topic. I was glad to see that you guys are covering it. I'm excited about your book. In my lifetime, Larry, and you and I go. You and I both have a lot of gray hair, so we know we go back a long ways. I've never seen the time when the generations were more dynamic and different and complex in the interactions as they all come together in this perfect storm of generations. I don't know that there's ever been a time in history when it's been like this before. Larry, what do you think?
I don't think there has been, not when there's been five generations in the workplace. And that's what we point out in the book, that, you know, we normally think of the major three, which in our book we call baby boomers and then Gen Xers and then Gen Yers, which
right.
are the folks in their 20s. But we've also got some traditional folks still here, the World War II
yep.
folks that are very often contributing in a lot more ways than just as greeters at Walmart.
Let's give them their due, Larry, the greatest generation.
Yeah, they
the
are.
Generation that
and,
saved the world. Let's give them their due.
And they really are. And then we have the Linksters coming in from the other side,
right.
who are right now in their 15, 16 to down to 12 years old,
yeah.
who are just barely joining the workforce. So
the mall rats and the Facebook rats. And so,
right.
yeah, I agree. We got all those groups together. But, you know, Larry, when you and I were coming up as young pups, you know, we said, yes, ma'am, no, sir. You know, and these younger generations, they've got a lip on them. And Megan, you guys got a lip on you. You don't say things like that.
Well, when you guys start talking about when I was your age, I mean, really, you just can't even imagine being as old as you are.
I know.
So. if you want a definite eye roll from your younger employees, start saying when I was your
yeah.
age.
Oh, yeah.
I would have. Yeah.
My 25-year-olds love it when I do that. So let's talk about. In your book, you talk about signposts. Talk to us yes. about that, Megan. Megan, and by the way, folks, it's Megan Johnson. Go ahead, Megan.
Yeah, my parents made it hard for me from the get-go. each generation is defined by a set of generational signposts. And a generational signpost is an event or phenomena that is specific to one generation. And some general ones are like the man landing on the moon for the baby boomers.
Right.
Gen Xers being latchkey kids. Obviously, technology is a huge one for Generation Y.
Yeah.
And what these signposts do is they really shape and influence how a generation responds to conflict, how they respond to their manager, how they respond to customers, and how they respond to marketing. And it also, our generational signposts really bond us to one another. We have a certain bond with that person sitting next to us that remembers where they were when a man walked on the moon. It's different than the Gen Yer who, you know, wasn't even alive the day a man walked on the moon.
Right.
So it, there's a special bond that we share with people that share our generational signposts.
You know, I would like to point out, Larry, another signpost of our generation. That's music. I think that's something that really you and I talked about that as we went to the break. I think music binds up our generation as a great signpost, probably more than the later generations. Megan, would you agree with that?
Well, I would agree. It was about time you start playing some decent 80s music. You played some Van Halen, finally.
You know, one of the things that I mentioned a little bit earlier about when Larry and I were coming along, you know, basically, Larry, you and I didn't know much when we came into the marketplace. We had some education, we had a lot of energy, and so but there really wasn't a whole lot we could offer an employer, and so they had to teach us everything that they know. These young kids, when they're coming along, they're bringing skills with them to the marketplace, aren't they?
They're bringing skills that we boomers very often don't have, and so lots of companies are initiating efforts to reverse mentor so that young people coming in can teach us things that we should understand. And I know that we're going through this now in our company, that just creating things like a Facebook presence and using social networking, we have somebody who's helping us, who's younger than Megan or I, in that effort, because for us, it's a matter of acquisition. We have to figure out how to do it and learn it. It's something new. Whereas for somebody who's 17 or 18, 19 years old or 20 years old, they've grown up with it. So it's about as complicated
right.
to them as using a toaster is for us.
But there's one thing about this, and we're going to go to a break, and I want Megan and Larry to talk to us about this when we come back. It's one thing that I've been talking a lot about lately, and that is, you know, isn't there something about what you and I know, Larry, that they could learn from us? And isn't there, you know, don't we need to be encouraging them to benefit from us, not just the other way around? We'll get Larry and Megan to talk to us about that. Larry and Megan Johnson are the co-authors of Generations, Inc. It's a brand new book, and I encourage you to check it out. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here. I'm Jim Blassingame. Glad you're with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. It's all about the economy. We're asking you three questions about the economy. Pick the one that fits your that you think is correct. Submit it, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. So check that out right on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the other things, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, on and on, lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And that approved Larry and Megan. That approved that I'm with it here. Larry and Megan are father and daughter team. They're the authors of Generations, Inc., a brand new book, and they work together on this very topic. Megan, since Larry's probably not, you know, quite as tech savvy as you are, give us the website, please.
The website is johnsontraininggroup.com.
So how many times, Larry, do some other people do that? Do they look at you, too, and they turn to Megan and ask her for the tech information?
That happens often.
Yeah.
And the irony there is that from a technical standpoint, as far as how the computer works and all of that,
yeah.
I'm probably, wouldn't you agree, Megan, I'm a little more on top of it?
Well, Dad, you can explain how to make the computer. You want to tell me why the computer does what the computer does. But, I mean, I think if it wasn't a computer, it's the car, it's the dishwasher, it's the microwave. I just want it to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Is that
a generational thing? Is that a female thing, Megan?
I think it's a father-daughter thing.
You think so? Hey, listen, one of the things that I mentioned as we went to the break, everybody keeps talking about what we need to be doing to bring the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys along, and how do we need to incorporate them? How do we need to manage them? When is somebody going to say, hey, Gen X, hey, Gen Y, these baby boomers, they've been there, they've done that. You could learn some things from them. Show a little respect. Larry, when's that going to happen?
That's probably going to happen as they discover that there are some things they don't know.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably wise for boomers to gently allow Xers or Yers or whoever they happen to be overseeing, coaching, or giving advice to allow them to fail a little bit without rubbing it in their faces.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Megan?
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, I like to poke my dad in the ribs and tell him, you know, I can't wait to, you know, put him to sleep and stuff. But really, I would be definitely behind the curve if I did not have my dad, and being that we work together, to go to and talk to, say, you know, this is what happened with an audience member. Because my dad and I both speak in front of a large group. I say, you know, this is what happened. How would you handle the situation? And sometimes we just are in our own world. I forget that he's handled these types of situations, you know, 15 years before I even joined the business.
Isn't that, see what you just said to me, what Megan just said, Larry, I think is important for the generations to understand. She said something about in my own world. Aren't the younger generations a little bit too much in their own world?
That's part of being young. That's your job.
Yeah, and when we speak together on this topic, we do and Megan came up with this, we generate a list of descriptors from the audience about young people and, you know, all the things that are wrong with them, mm-hmm. you know, that they're lazy and they're self-centered and they always have earbuds in their ears, but all they want to do is have a good time. They're not really responsible. And then we show them the list that we generated from our research, and it's almost exactly the same, the one we put up on the screen with what the audience has just created mm-hmm. themselves, except our list comes from a 1968 issue of Life magazine, and it's about the
were they talking about us?
Big generation gap.
They were talking about us, weren't they, Larry?
Absolutely. So every generation has
right.
its differences.
So Megan, talk to us. Take a minute and talk to us a little bit about what we can learn from each other. What's your best advice for the generations?
Each generation brings something different to your team, and especially with small business, it's vital that you have a team that works well together and that can bring something different. I know, you know, my dad and I, we have a small business, and if we have a team member that really doesn't fit, that not only costs us a lot of money, but it costs us a lot of time, a lot of energy, and that's just stuff when you're a small business owner, you don't have a lot of.
And that's advice that's perennial. I mean, that's something that's been going on for a long time. I agree with that. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I think that every generation can learn from the next generation or the generation before it. Certainly, we're learning from the person that is giving us coaching now on getting more social media savvy
mm-hmm.
and getting up to speed.
And that's a young person too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You bet it's a young person.
Very young person. yeah.
But I think we can also learn from any generation. When I was in college, I was working a job at an aluminum plant that had been there mm-hmm. since before World War II. And there was a lady there who was in her 80s at the time who was still working.
Yeah.
And she could work circles around me and anybody else.
Right.
One evening got talking to her and found out she'd come from the Oklahoma Dust Bowl out mm-hmm. in Arizona and had practically starved for
right.
3 years.
This was nothing for her, was it?
Yeah. So
yeah.
Until World War II started and the company hired her as a part of the...
Right.
Effort.
Larry, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
It is JohnsonTrainingGroup Megan Inc.com.
And the book is Generations Inc. It's available wherever books are sold, right?
Right, Generations Inc.
Megan and Larry Johnson, will you guys come back another day?
Oh, we'd love to.
We look forward to having you back. Thanks for being here. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.